Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission wants to invite you to be a part of this year's Oklahoma Wheat Review, looking back at the 2015 hard red winter wheat crop in the state and looking ahead to the planting season for the 2016 crop. It'll be happening on August 18th at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma, started at 9:30 a.m. In addition, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting will be held as well. Lunch will be provided at no charge, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Some of the speakers that will be on this year's program for the Wheat Review include National Wheat Grower Association Secretary Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Tim O'Connor, President of the U.S. Wheat Foods Council, Gary McManus, State Climatologist, Mark Hodges with Plains Grain, Dr. Jeff Edwards, Dr. Brett Carver, and Dr. Bob Hunger, all of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. If you want more information about this year's Wheat Review, contact the Wheat Commission at 405-608-4350. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Well, it was an uneventful Friday for a very eventful week. Corn today was unchanged to a half cent higher, with December up a half at 375 and three quarters. Soybeans were the disappointing contract today, down about 10 and three quarters in the November to close at 916 and a quarter. And then wheat futures tapered off into the day, but still managed to close a 1¾ cents higher in the December Chicago at 510¾, and then Kansas City December up 3¼ cents at 510¼. So corn and wheat higher today. Soybeans just a touch lower here, down to 910. Now, to have a brief overview of some of the chart action, December Kansas City wheat is still significantly below the 50-day moving average, and about 15 cents or so off of the low from 2 days ago, which was the report day. So the overall long-term trend going back from the first of the year is still down for wheat. Corn made new contract lows just a hand 2 days ago as well, went through the lows from June. We're also below the moving average there, which is all the way up at 398, and the market's currently at 375.5. And soybeans is well below the moving average, which indicates a broader downturn in commodities.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This coming Monday, we have the NOPA crush report. It'll be Monday morning, 11 a.m. It's expected to show 141.5 million bushels crushed in the month of July. Last month in June, it was 142, so a little bit of a drop-off from June, but a big surge from last year in July. Last year in July was 111.62 million bushels, so nearly 30 million bushels higher than 1 year ago. For the month of July. Part of that is due to the fact that the price of soybeans is cheaper than it was then. Also Monday, the Pro Farmer Crop Tour is going to go through the Midwest. That starts Monday. It'll give us the latest round of corn and bean yield outlook and production numbers. It's going to be highly watched after the USDA upped their estimates on what the Pro Farmer Crop Tour will tell us, because they look at a lot of places and have a very scientific approach as well. And so it'll be interesting to see if they're as high as the USDA or if the USDA was wrong. There's a lot of skepticism based on those higher yield numbers from last week. We do sometimes see that whenever you have a big crop without any weather problems, big crops just can seem like they continue to get bigger. Now, hedge funds are still long corn and beans and short a little bit of wheat.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, October live cattle down a dollar at 146.85, December down 55 at 148.92. September feeder cattle down 80 at 209.52, and October down 90 at 207.42. October lean hogs 30 higher at 65.35, December up 75 at 61.97. In the grain market, September Kansas City wheat up 4.5 at 489 3/4. December up 3 3/4 at 510. September Chicago wheat up 3 1/4 at 506 1/2. September corn up 1/4 at 364. December up 1/4 at 375 1/2. September soybeans down 11 at 925 1/4. November down 10 1/2 at 916 1/2. December cotton up 16 at 65.95. March up 47 at 65.46. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.